I believe that we can start to talk about not about the poetry and diplomacy, but more about the real stuff, about the economy. It will be much more pragmatic, this session, about deep, deep comprehensive free trade agreement, DCFTI. And I still have a problem with pronouncing this short name for it. I believe that the best option will be to start with giving a floor to the people from Ukraine and from EU, the negotiators, and they will go to the experts and at the end to Professor Mayhew, who will wrap up things. So, because we have some problems with timing, so I'll ask the panelists to speak about 5 to 6 minutes in order to have some lively discussion afterwards. So maybe we'll start with our Ukrainian guests, with Taras Kaczka, Director of International Department of Ministry of Agriculture, Ukraine, and agriculture was a very important field in the negotiations. Please, Mr. Kaczka, floor is yours.
But actually, I was not responsible for agriculture, I was responsible for services in trade agreement. I would first of all like to thank Mr. Sushko, who said that we are not normal people negotiating this agreement, because normal people are not thinking that the agreement is not readable. We were at least obliged to read this agreement.
And
we have happily understood everything. But it's difficult to explain it in 5 minutes, and especially in this stage of negotiations. What we can say that we are happily agreed all sensitive elements. And from Ukrainian point of view, we understood that, okay, this agreement is not so simple as it could be imagined. It's not a one sentence that the parties agree to eliminate all tariffs and all obstacles to trade in their mutual trade. It took us several hundred pages to explain in what way we will liberalize this trade. But the whole scenario is actually, I think, that mutually is for mutual benefit, take into account that we have a lot of concerns connected with exportation of certain products, of importation of certain products, the same on EU side, and the general equilibrium or general equation envisaged in the agreement is actually facing all these concerns and challenges. But except trade, I would like to pay more attention to the issues or to the matters covered not only in trade part of agreement, but both in trade and non-trade part of agreement. And these matters could be headed under the title of regulatory convergence. Because in our agreement, it's the first time agreements of the EU with third countries, we are talking about integration into the internal market, at least in four sectors of services, where namely in telecoms, in financial services, international maritime transport and postal services, where we envisaged a mechanism of integrating Ukrainian service provider into European or let's say general board, internal market of the EU, on the model close to European economic area, but unique because we are talking not about comprehensive entering into the internal market, but this target-oriented. In more general approach, in non-trade part of agreement, we also agreed on regulatory convergence on best endeavor basis in all other spheres covered by EU acquis. And that means that actually we suggest, at least implicitly, that the scenario envisaged for mentioned sectors in services can be in medium long-term perspective, can be extended to other kind of services or economic activities as well. So, and that will be a real economic integration, which is actually heralded in communications of the EU and all Eastern Partnership ideology. So therefore, regulatory convergence is the best, let's say, the one of biggest challenge, because this is a big effort on both sides. Not only on Ukrainian, it's understandable that it's about changing of legislation, but not only legislation, but also administrative practices, because sometimes the legislation could be beautiful, but the implementation of this legislation is far from the adopted legislation. On the other side, this is also a challenge for the EU and especially for European institutions, because we rely on them in terms of monitoring and hinting us what should be amended as well. And it takes a lot of resources, especially human resources and expert resources, in order to explain, to support Ukrainian government in this field. And the mechanism of monitoring and mechanism of dialogue in this regulatory convergence embedded in agreement are looking ambitious, so that's why we think that it's not only a challenge, but also a big chance for both. One of problems resulting from agreement is that agreement in broadest, not only trade part, but in broader sense, gives a number of privileges or a number of benefits for ordinary people, because we actually tried to elaborate possibility of non-discrimination of not only of providers of services, but also recipients of services. For example, students paying their tuition fee in universities, or for example, provisions on non-discriminating of legally working citizens of the EU in Ukraine, or Ukrainian citizens working in the EU. And unfortunately, due to different obstacles, we never managed to fill agreement with such kind of provisions. Sometimes due to the difference in regulation on both sides, parties, but sometimes due to political concerns. Therefore, in order to summarize, I would say that the main challenge now is to manage this agreement to be ratified and started to be implemented, because this agreement is not only about liberalization of tariffs or eliminating of tariffs in bilateral trade. This agreement is highly dynamic, and it will be a mechanism of cooperation on both on highest level, but also on technical level. But in order to start this mechanism of exchanging information, of further opening of markets, we need to have this agreement already ratified. That's actually a main challenge for trade part of agreement as such. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kaczka. Thank you also for mentioning that implementation is as important as legislation, and the mechanism of monitoring is pretty important.